Antonio Robinson this morning. With that, we're at 82, and we'll make the last two decisions this afternoon. All right, on the injury front, Randall Cobb did not practice. I do not see him really having a chance to possibly go on Thursday night, but we do have 2 days here, so we'll see how that goes. I had a number of guys come back in practice. I think Greg, Aaron Rodgers, you know, they look good today. James Jones did not practice again because of his knee bruise, so we'll see how he feels in a couple of days. But with that, you know, we'll approach this game like we have in recent years, where the ones will start the game, and we'll discuss tomorrow just to see exactly how long they will go. So, but it's really a similar format than we've used the last 5 years. And it's important to play our younger guys as much as possible, and once again, gain as much information as we can to make this final cut. Cutting to the right 53, and that's going to be tough.
Mike, you talked a lot about how unusual this camp, unprecedented, you know, now that it's kind of wrapped up. How do you think your guys just handled, you know, the 9 installs, 9 days, and trying to get everything you wanted to accomplish?
Well, I think any time you set into a training camp or an off season and into the regular season, you always have objectives that you and goals you need to hit. I feel like we hit the targets that we set out to hit. The number one priority was to gain as much information from a personnel standpoint, so we're picking the right team, and that's going to be a challenge. So usually the fourth preseason game usually takes care of that for you, and I'm looking for that to be the case, you know, after we get done playing Kansas City. So I feel very good about the number of opportunities that were given to our younger players, and we'll have more information even after Thursday. So that's number one. Number two, to put in your systems of football, we accomplished that. We took a very strong approach, particularly mentally challenging our players there for the first 10 days of camp. After we accomplished the mental installation, the challenge of that, we went to, you know, into more of an in-season schedule to get these guys acclimated, get their bodies acclimated to what they're getting ready to go through. And coming off of a Thursday game and playing another Thursday game, which we really won't get into the routine to Carolina. So I feel good about that as far as the reps and getting your number one offense, defense, and special teams. I feel we're in good shape. Going no huddle on offense helped us get our snap totals up. I thought our defense played well. I mean, there's a couple plays that we can definitely learn from, and we have some battles still going on special teams, but we've had some very encouraging situations as far as the competition on the punt team and really all the way through special teams that will really probably answer itself against Kansas City. So I feel good about where we are. It's a different path to get here, but you know, this is our last practice in training camp, and after Kansas City, we will shift full gear into the regular season. We'll be ready for the Saints.
Mike, are you
if Aaron feels good, he felt great today, looked great playing today. It was probably me overreacting a little more yesterday to Aaron going through camp. But I think the day really helped him. So he practiced extremely well. I foresee no reason for him not to play Thursday.
Mike, a lot has been made about the points that you scored with the no huddle offense, but the lack of points with, you know, the traditional offense so far here in preseason. Are you satisfied with what you've seen in the preseason?
Well, really, it's all the same. I mean, the players are, you know, similar, and really, you know, it's situational football. So to answer your question, I'm not concerned about traditional versus no huddle, because there's so many components of the no huddle offense that are part of our traditional. So I mean, it's really it's not either or. So, but what we wanted to accomplish in the no huddle, we definitely did that. We got a number of series. I think it was 7 off the top of my head, but that we were able to to utilize her in the first three games. So I feel very good about that situation, that aspect of our offense. But we'll, you know, we got all the packages and the personnel groups oiled up, and we'll be ready to go through a season.
Mike, is there anybody else you can rule out for Thursday besides
Jermichael Finley? I would rule him out. I mean, the guys that have been hurt. I mean, obviously Chris Campbell, you know, Lawrence Guy, Anthony Levine. So I'll see how Clay is, see how Charles is. Donald, you know, we'll see how he is in the morning. So, I mean, there's some guys that are going through treatment that all practice today, so we'll see how they are tomorrow.
When you look back on how long the lockout lasted, and now you think of how much you've put in, how much you've gotten done, and you're ready to go, could you have done any of that if you hadn't had a veteran team, especially a veteran quarterback of Aaron's esteem?
I think that's a great point. We would not have as much offense in if we didn't have a veteran quarterback. Yeah, our installs have probably been cut back significantly. But yeah, our approach was clearly in line with our veterans that understood it. But still, you know, open to the fact that we're going to be a young team. That's just the way our program is built. I mean, we don't go out and sign 20 veterans each year. That's not our approach. So with that being said, we made a lot of extra time available for our younger guys. We had young guy meetings. When we completed a day on an in-season schedule, the younger players stayed with their assistant coaches at night. So we spent a significant amount of time with our younger players because we're always going to be young.
Is this the most intense training camp, at least from the standpoint of regimen or pace that you conducted as a head coach?
Oh, I don't think so. I mean, the easiest one, you know, physically. I mean, it's just the practice total alone. When I look at the first year, I thought, what the hell was I thinking? You know, but I'm sure a lot of us made that mistake. I mean, the reps are not what they used to be. You know, we lost a couple practices that I didn't initially plan on. So practices are shorter. I think we're practicing smarter. Our drill work, particularly the last 2 weeks, as far as our tempo was sharp. I felt the last 2 weeks as far as the way practice is supposed to look like, we definitely hit the target. I could not say that the first couple weeks, so I feel good about that. But as far as reps, time on the field, it was significantly less.
Mike, when you look back, the last two preseasons, your number one offense has been really productive, and Aaron has said he's been kind of disappointed that he didn't start faster in the regular season. You know, you've been productive again this time, as much as we talked about the no-huddle. Is it just not realistic to think that stuff carries over, or is that something that's important to you to find a way to kind of carry over some measure of momentum offensively?
Well, so really what you're asking, I think preseason is important, and what you are able to accomplish in preseason definitely carries over, but preseason games are different than regular season games. I mean, it's just the fact of the matter. I mean, as far as game planning, as far as personnel evaluation, I mean, there's things that you may do in preseason that you wouldn't do in regular season based on a matchup, based on the other opponent's scheme. So, that, I mean, it doesn't really align the same. But that's why you need to stay focused on what you're doing and, you know, how you practice and the fundamentals within your schemes and that your concepts have the variations to go throughout a season. You don't want to be sitting there week seven and have seen it happen, been part of it in the past, that you're saying, oh, my goodness, we need that player, we need that scheme. Shoot, we should have put that into the offseason. To me, that's bad coaching. If you have to make that radical a change, then your system wasn't built for the long haul. And the long haul is to go 20 games. You know, that's the way we've always approached it, and that's what February, March, and April as a coaching staff is you know, dedicated to, is making those decisions. So no huddle has been good, but really no huddle is a package of our offense, and you know how much you use each package. I mean, that's what the future's for. I mean, when I stood up here this time last year, the number of things that we had in our offense for JerMichael Finley and Ryan Grant and so forth, we were out of those packages by week three and week four. So we'll see what happens, and we'll approach every game differently. We have our game plan set for the Saints. Have had an opportunity to work the game plan throughout training camp, so kind of slid it in there under you guys because you guys talk too damn much in the media, but write too much. You guys are good. That's a compliment. So we've been able to work these concepts, and we'll be ready to go.
Mike, will you have Joe call the plays Thursday night?
Joe's calling the plays, and the guys are on him already by not running the ball. So I hope he doesn't try to break a record throwing it. But we've thrown it enough this preseason, so we're hoping to get our run totals up.
Mike,
you never know, he coached the offensive line, that's for sure.
What in particular, then, would you be focusing on? Do you have some individual
personnel? I'm going to watch the the game operations, the mechanics, but I really want to key in and get a live opinion of as many players as I possibly can.
Mike, I think in the past, during some of your off seasons, you were able to do a little preparation for your NFC North, your division opponents. Mm-hmm. Did all of that stuff have to go through the wayside just because of the short amount?
You mean as far as practicing it?
Yeah, and were you able to introduce?
We did it some in the walkthroughs. You know, we had two walkthroughs a day in the gymnasium. So, anytime you put in a particular run concept that you have an idea. In the installation phase of when you're going to run it, because, I mean, we don't put a run in and say, okay, let's just practice it versus every defense. So we have certain concepts that are in for certain teams or certain schemes. So so with that, we were able to get some of that done. I mean, we're very conscientious of our three division opponents, and we spend, a week each offseason, working on those guys. So, but it was more in the classroom, in the walkthroughs, in the gymnasium. We didn't have a Minnesota Vikings practice or a Chicago Bear practice or a Detroit Lions practice. I mean, we didn't have enough practices. So,
Mike, does Dom call the plays in the finale, or do you let him kind of do the same role that you do on defense?
No, Dom calls it. So.